Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Big movement in the city of Appleton that really, though, is generalizable to wherever you live. Most municipalities, some don't, but most municipalities put some of the cost of street repair, sewer, that sort of thing, on a special assessment of the adjacent, the immediate homeowner. The logic being, well, they use that, even though it is public property, they use it disproportionately to the rest of the public, so they should pay more for it. This is sometimes $5,000, $7,000. It can be oppressive, depending on the scope of the project. So the move in Appleton is to have this, all of the cost of this, spread out evenly on property taxes. Appleton spends about $1.2 million a year. That add to a $150,000 house? A $150,000 home would pay another $45 a year. $300,000 home would pay about $90 a year, then I'm assuming that it would work out roughly that way on assessed property. Which is more fair? Rick in Littleshute, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
A friend of mine and me were trying to plot out his mother's property lines once upon a time, so we went down to the city to get a map of some sort. And they explained to us that you technically own from the city or from the city street center up to your property and such. And so, therefore, that's how they give them an easement, as I understood it, for the city to put the sidewalk in the street and all that together. And that's why you have to take care of the sidewalk and all that. So I would think that spreading it out, you know, cost-wise for everybody in the city, just because it's a city street and everybody uses it.
Several listeners have conflated this with sidewalks. Sidewalks likely are a different issue that in that regard. But I have also an issue with the way they do treat sidewalks. But that's a topic for another day. Take a couple of more calls on this. I also want to share some emails. Chuck in Sheboygan. Chuck, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. A couple of years back when they redid the Eisner Avenue on the north side of Sheboygan, there was a lady. She was elderly, and she owned her house where the lot was sitting on, but she also owned an empty lot next to her property adjacent. And from what I heard, she had to sell because after they did the adjustment assessment, she literally couldn't afford her home no more because she was retired.
So is it?
You keep on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Is it fair or unfair then?
I think the special assessment is unfair, and you keep talking percentages. I mean, okay, you got a point when you say how if you live on that street, you use it more than anybody else. But at the same time, these other gentlemen are bringing up, it improves the whole of the city when you do these improvements. So maybe they should go on a really lower percentage instead of socking to them a high chunk of that assessment. Maybe it should be a lower percentage and then spread it out through the city. I think that might be fair.
Chuck, thanks a lot for the call. The reason I feel how I do on this topic, nobody has brought up. Let's take one more call and then some emails. John in Green Bay. John, go ahead.
Yes. I used to think I didn't mind the assessments a whole lot because, yeah, I lived there. But until I moved into the house that I am in now, and I lived an equal amount of time than in a house that I lived where on a busy street. And generally with a busy street, you're going to have more trucks. Now, the house that I used to live in, the street was always getting worked on. Potholes, it had to get repaved, and I had to pay for that. The house that I live in now, equal amount of time, nothing. Not a pothole, nothing that I had to do. So, you know, it depends on the traffic. So I used to think paying the assessments were fair, but now when it comes to living in a house where it was busy, I think that it should be spread around. You know what I mean?
John, John, thanks a lot for the call. Jason, let's share some of these emails. Start with Chad's or whichever way. The first one, whichever way you want to start, just not that first one because that one is, Chad writes, using your example, I'm not paying for a sewer extension to someone else's plumbing toilet that I'm not going to use. Distributed evenly? No way. Next, my neighbors down the road use the road in front of my house more than I do, but I never use theirs because of the way the subdivision is set up. So should I stop them each time and extract a toll because my lot is bigger and I have to pay more? Next. Hi, Jerry. Why should you pay more taxes when we already pay high property taxes? The hell does all that money go for? To teach the little darlings or buy the mayor a new desk? I think it's crap. We pay enough in taxes, so why should you pay more because your street needs to be fixed? These should be budgeted for in the first place. Stuff wears out and we pay taxes to make sure they are fixed. Let me just say she's on to something. Next. I believe that the street and utility maintenance needs to be spread out. The assessments are based on the work being done. If you live on a major thoroughfare, the improvement work can be extremely costly because the sewer and water mains are much larger and the streets wider and more expensive than a typical residential street. They are also probably need more frequent upgrades. Sewer and water mains are the backbones of the system and service those living in and around the neighborhood. If I live on a dead-end street that rarely needs improvements, I get off without supporting the system. That resembles my producer. We had a referendum in De Pere a few years ago converting this to the tax rolls. Next. Actually, we heard from him already. Let's see. Jerry, if we apply the same logic used for street assessments to other areas of local government, then certain neighborhoods should have a special assessment for police services street cleaning. Yeah, there are neighborhoods that use police more than other neighborhoods. I would say that if it's a community property open for all to use, then all should pay. It is not open to the public to use it if the property owner opts to upgrade from the standard service, then the property owner should be responsible for the bill. This is being done with trash collections already. If you want a larger trash bin, you pay extra taxes each year. All right, some of these emails and some of the last calls touch on how I feel about this. When I mentioned my wife and I got socked pretty good when we were in Sheboygan. South 8th Street and Union Avenue are two very busy thoroughfares on Sheboygan's south side. South 8th is a main north-south. Union is a main east-west. So I can tell you that as a percentage, my wife and I did not use that stretch of road more than other people. It was heavily, heavily traveled. By the way, when we moved to our current house in the Green Bay area, the silence was deafening. We were surprised how we had gotten used to the traffic. Now, Mariah's email touched on it. And this is how I feel about this. Whether intended or not, the special assessments do, by having homeowners pay for some of it, it does ease the property tax burden. Is it fair? It's more fair sometimes than others. But the reality is they can do this and not generally raise the property taxes more because individual homeowners take up a lot of the slack. So this stuff gets done, but it doesn't increase taxes for most people. A special assessment is a tax hike. You can call it whatever you want. Others make the, well, this is an interesting argument, that it could increase the value of your property. I don't know if I agree with that. It depends on how big the road project is. But the reality is, this is a way, I think Mariah had this exactly right, to not be responsible. Well, look, we hit a small percentage of the city. It doesn't affect most people, so we don't have to budget for this like all other maintenance. I think in extreme conditions, where basically just the people that live in that block use it or the people that visit them, but I don't know how you would segregate that out. Because so many people, and Chuck from Sheboygan gave the example, and I know exactly where he was talking about. There are people that live in busy streets where a lot of people use it. I think a proposal that one listener gave where you have a much smaller percentage of it. And maybe you do have a sliding scale based on traffic volume. I don't know. But I think the current system is unfair. I have several things to get to before 10 o'clock. In 3 minutes, this could be one of the greatest I told you so moments this show has ever seen. I know I say that every time I say I told you so. This time I really mean it, though. We'll do that in 3 minutes. It's 9:46.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.